Well, Eccentric Agricultural Practice, Episode 2. If you were in church last week, you'll remember that the gospel was the parable of the sower. And I was making the point that the sower is a kind of zany, is something extraordinary and lunatic about the carelessness with which he scatters his seed, some to fall among the thorns and some to fall in the way of the birds and some to fall on the path and some to fall in the good soil. And the explanation of the parable that follows the parable of the sower, which puts all the focus on where the seed lands, manages to miss the crucial point, which is about the sower itself. It's the same situation in this morning's gospel, which comes from the same chapter of St. Matthew, the parable of the wheat and the tares, as it's commonly known. The explanation, point by point, allegorizing each element in the parable, is very unlikely to be original, and in fact it doesn't immediately follow the parable. You heard it immediately afterwards this morning, because the frickness of the lectionary have done a bit of cutting and pasting. But actually you get the parable of the sower in the text of the gospel, then you get another two or three parables. Only then do you get the explanation. It's tucked away as a postscript, a large one, at the end of the chapter. This is a story about a farm owner who engages in the strangest of practices. A lot of weeds start to grow in the field of wheat, and his workers say what anyone would say: shall we weed the field? Shall we dig the weeds out? No, says the householder, be chilled about it. Just let them grow together, and we'll sort it all out at the end. In actual fact, I should think 99 farmers out of 100 would be quite keen to get the weeds out. You know that if an enemy were to come and do something like this to my wife's vegetable garden in the vicarage, I would soon be set to heavy work getting the weeds out as quickly as possible. And it's all very well saying, leave the weeds in, because they might, pulling them out might damage the good crop that's growing. Actually, the weeds growing in the middle are damaging the good crop that's growing, as we all know, and are taking away all the nutrients that should be nourishing the good crop. So the farm manager is just as extraordinary and zany a character as the mad sower of last week, and Jesus's hearers would immediately have recognized the oddness of his behavior. Because the central point of this parable is that it's all to be left until the end. There is a judgment to come, but it's at the end. There is a place and a point when the true and the good will be known to be the true and the good, people, things, situations. And all that is wicked and evil and corrupt and false will be revealed for what it is and will be utterly burned away. There is judgment, but it is judgment to come. And in the meantime, suggests Jesus, you just have to come to terms with the fact that the true and the false will grow up side by side, because that's the curious way that it is in God's universe.